would be about 3 inch long and 2 inch in diameter.
Uh-huh.
That would grow off a tree.
What about a little flat shelled nut? The almonds, you get those? You know what an almond is? Okay.
I've never seen that.
Now, the fruit they grow in Florida, that's called a... It's got a bright color to it. The sweet fruit.
Plums.
No.
Grapes.
You get
oranges.
Oranges.
Okay. What about grape? It don't grow in Florida.
Yeah, well, no, they don't grow in Florida.
No, California.
Yeah, right. Now, if you had some oranges in a bowl, you can't... Somebody came in and took them all. You say, you went in to see, get someone. You say the oranges are
all gone.
All gone. Okay. What about that little red peppery vegetable you used to eat? It was red and had a white inside to it. Had a crunchy taste to it. Radish.
That would. Would that be something like that little tree that bad? That little orange about that. Or how would you call it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You got me there. What's that?
It's same as a little bit of orange, but about that long, and you eat the peeling and all. That grows here. You got several trees here.
Plums?
No, they're not plums. They're...
Got me there. What about, okay, talking about vegetables now, what about that little vegetable you'd eat?
There's like a radish.
Yeah.
Radish.
Okay.
Beets.
Yeah.
Carrot.
What about the thing that grow on the vine? Those are red. They're red. Juicy. You slice them.
And not to refer to tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. And then they have...
What do you call those little types of tomatoes? Do you have a name for them?
They got one kind you make preserve with it.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind is that? I saw one of those today.
It's about the size of a small egg.
Yeah, it's a long type thing.
And
right?
Then you fill your cook it in sugar and put it up for the year.
What
make
kind?
A nice preserve. It's a tomato preserve.
What kind of tomato is that?
I wouldn't know. We used to grow it here. The factory used to make the people grow it here.
Ah.
Yeah. You pick it up in a crate, bushel, and sell it to the factory.
Okay, what about a little tomato you might have in a salad? You ever seen those, the little tiny tomatoes? What'd you call them?
I wouldn't, never witnessed them. I never witnessed the large tomatoes and that tomato that you're speaking about. And then they got a tomato that grew the day on a tree. It grew straight up. And it baths from the bottom, going to the top, and then it withers. It. They sell that. I think you can get that on Sure's Roebuck. Yeah, you ought it.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I hadn't heard of that in the...
It goes straight up like that orange tree out there. And it lasts a long time, and it don't fall on the ground. I got other tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, along with your meat, you might have a baked
sweet potato.
Sweet potato or regular old white potato, what do we call it?
Harsh potatoes. We found out that recently, if we boiling coffee or crab, you cut your potato in two. And after it's seasoned that water for that crab, that potato, you leave the crab alone and eat just that potato. That's one of the finest eat is. Boiled Irish potato with your crab and coffee.